Joining us now, Rabbi Menken, Yaakov Menken, and Paul Teller. Now, here's the good news. I'm, for the first time in 13 years that we've been on the air, I am poised to get, really, this is true. I am poised to get the Paul Teller's, I'm poised to get Rabbi Menken's title correct. Rabbi Menken is the managing director for the Coalition of Jewish Values. Rabbi, did I get your title right, finally?
You're close.
What is it?
Remember, we updated it.
Oh, jeez.
Now that you got managing director straight, I'm executive vice president.
You know what? It's just not fair. It took me all...
Coalition for Jewish Values, but hey.
Executive... I got to tell this to Christine because she put... She said, I got his new title. And so I was so proud of myself. Executive Vice.
The old title's the new title.
Well, you guys hang on because I gotta do this right now.
I'm more happy that Biden is going to be ex-president. Let's just put it that way.
I just got to send this to Bowserman before I forget. So she puts your title in the right way, my political director. Thank you. Okay,
we've
Rabbi.
Been around for 8 years, by the way. If you can't have gotten it wrong for that long, I mean, come on.
I got it wrong for 8 years, and then I finally got it wrong again. So, but look, we love you, so it's all good. And we got Paul Teller with us, who doesn't even have... Paul, do you even have a title?
Yes, he is.
Paul? What's Paul's title?
You know, technically, it's also executive vice president, you know, advancing American freedom, executive vice president. But, you know, I answer to lots of things over the years. You know, I get called lots of things, so it's fine.
So if I just got to remember executive vice president.
I really did.
Well, I was executive director, but, you know, we changed our fancy titles over here. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Oh, how recent is it that you're executive vice president?
I don't know, 5 months, something like that, give or take.
Oh, so you got there first, and I was so excited that you got the title of executive vice president that I wanted it too.
Exactly.
There you go.
We've all got the right titles now. Okay, guys, good to have you with us. Hey, I want to welcome our new listeners in West Virginia. We expanded to 9 stations there. If you're in West Virginia and you're not getting music and you're saying, who are these guys? You're on the John Fredericks Media Network, and you can get our full lineup. I'm on 6 to 10, and you can get our full lineup. Just go to wvthetorch.com, wvthetorch.com, and you're good to go. Everything is right there. And, of course, you want to learn more about our company, johnfredericksradio.com, johnfredericksradio.com, where we are right now. News, talk, sports coming at you all day long, 24-7. We're also the flagship of West Virginia University Athletics, and we carry the Steelers and the Penguins all over the place. So if you're a Pittsburgh Penguins fan, you're good to go. Getting beat again last night in overtime. They lost 2 games in a row on the road in overtime. But WVU men's basketball, Arizona at home on Tuesday night. Big 12 matchup after they upset Kansas in Kansas. Unbelievable. First time Kansas got beaten in a home opener in 33 years. Unbelievable. Oh, all right, guys, God. You're not here to talk about that. So let's talk about... I know. Let's do. I want to start. Look, I want to get both of your guys' view on the man-child, Pierre Trudeau, the unabashed libtard, basically semi-communist, whatever he is. This is the guy that did the lockdowns. This is the guy that when they had the trucker strike, right, that froze everybody's ATM card so they couldn't feed their family. A lot of them came with them. That's how he broke it up. The guy's a tyrant. Now he's out, down by the conservatives in the polls by 25. His finance minister, Freeland, quits while he's on vacation. He finally comes back. Now he's out. His government has collapsed. Paul Teller, analysis.
Well, first of all, Happy New Year. Thanks for having us, as always. Great, great time. And that's actually great news. I mean, you broke it to me, you know, the way you broke it to your viewers. I was, scanning the news for congressional stuff, Israel stuff, all that kind of thing. And I missed this wonderful Canadian news. So that, I think that's fantastic. Obviously, yeah, Trudeau's just been horrible for our people, the Jews, you know, speaking for the rabbi and myself. Horrible, I think, just for the American relationship. And like you said, just a total total liberal, big government, oppressive tyrant. And what's funny to use those words is, you know, you just look at him, right? He's kind of this pretty boy, innocent, sweet-looking guy. How could he be a tyrant? But you look at his policies, right? It goes back to the days of trucking, remember, and the strikes that they broke. I mean, you just go down his history, and all it is just ultra-big government. I mean, it makes our big government here in America, you know, look like the 18th century style of governing. But it just it couldn't be better news to start the new year, start the Monday morning. So thanks for that.
You know what? I got to tell you, I could never stand the guy. I couldn't stand his father. I couldn't stand his either. But what just amazed me, oh, he went down to Mar-a-Lago. I get that over the tariffs thing. And he tried to make nice or whatever. But like he did a video, like his government is collapsing. And his response is he does a video chastising the American electorate for rejecting Kamala Harris. It's like, you're down.
Right. In other words, specifically said, they rejected a woman again, as if that's like the determining factor in who should be president.
Exactly. And he's like, you know, I will never back down from being, you know, the champion of the feminists. I'm like, why don't you have a policy so, you know, people can buy an egg there, you idiot. The guy is unbelievable. So anyway,
in fact, you know what's good for women? What's good for women is freedom, right? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like personal freedom is great for women. So let's have more of that and less of the tyrannical, big, heavy-handed government they've got in Canada.
How does this affect Israel? He was not a fan of Netanyahu. He was very critical of Israel's incursion. He was very sympathetic to the Palestinian. Not really. I don't mean to the Palestinian people, but to Hamas, Rabbi Mencken, executive vice president of the Coalition for Jewish Values. Thank you. How is this going to affect the global scene?
I think it's very, very positive in that, you know, Trudeau has been, if the ICC issues, the International Criminal Court issues obscene, ridiculous arrest warrants against Netanyahu, that Canada would honor them, which, by the way, means that Netanyahu cannot fly to the United States because in an emergency situation, an aircraft needs to land wherever it's flying. You know, whatever it's over, it has to land and it has to be able to take off again with that same complement of passengers. If they say that Netanyahu would be arrested if he touches ground in Canada, that means if there's an emergency over Montreal, what's he supposed to do? You know? So he would not be able to fly to the United States. Well, he's being potentially, the good news here is that Trudeau is being replaced by a guy who actually has his head screwed on straight. where he was actually asked by a news reporter, there's reports that the Israelis might go it alone and destroy Iran's nuclear capabilities the same way they did to Iraq's nuclear capabilities, to a chorus of international criticism in 1991, for which, by the way, the United States owes the fact that they could then invade Iraq and bring down Saddam Hussein without being nuked. Literally. I mean, it was the Israelis who brought peace to that region, in at least there. And now with Iran, what if they go and do it alone? What if they violate what the Biden administration wants and they bomb Iran's nuclear facilities? And I apologize, I forgot, Pelletier, what is his, the opponent, the conservative, who will now probably replace Trudeau?
Well, he's got a 25-point lead. I can't think of his name. Paul.
I'm forgetting his name, too.
Yeah, Paul, look it up for us.
You'd said his name earlier, but I apologize. Yeah, we both blanked on the name. But in any case, he said that would be a service to humanity. There is nothing more dangerous and stupid, he said, than giving an unstable, autocratic, starve-their-own-people government, giving them nuclear weapons, allowing them to develop nuclear weapons, makes the world a profoundly more dangerous place. Theocratic, that was the word he used, because it is indeed a theocracy, and they actually believe, unlike so many others who worship their religions peacefully, they actually believe that jihad and bombing people and even using nuclear weapons might bring good to the world, might be good for the world. That's profoundly dangerous, and it would be a huge service for humanity were the Israelis to prevent that from ever becoming a possibility. Here's a guy who has his head straight. That's it. You know? He understands
by the way, that is
a vital organization like Hamas and Israel defending Jewish lives.
Well, the leader that we both couldn't think of his name, the leader of the Conservative Party that's going to take over the government in Canada is Pierre Poilievre. Poilievre. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people say he's not the strongest candidate. I mean, President Trump had, when he saw Wayne Gretzky, a former NHL hockey star, big in Canada, said he should run for prime minister. Gretzky turned it down. His wife was in favor of it. But Poilievre has done a lot. I mean, he has been on the forefront for a very long time. And, you know, he's fought hard. So, I mean, I don't think replacing him is a good idea. I mean, he's got a 25-point lead now in the polls in Canada. So why would you replace him? That to me doesn't make any sense at all.
You need a guy who can get the work done, and he can. And like I said, he's got his head straight. And it's not just on Israel issues. On so many different things about economic policy, bringing the Canadian government, you know, bringing the economy back online is something that is sorely needed by Canadians. And that's why he's got such a lead right now.
See, that's what we need. I mean, we just need... all over the globe, we need to have the Trump effect. And to see the, look, I wish nothing but the best for the Canadian people, gentlemen. But to see this libtard government to collapse, that's really what it is. I mean, the guy was a tyrant liberal. I mean, he was doing business with the CCP. I mean, the guy was just a disaster. And then what he did to those truckers by, you know, cutting off their banking funds, I mean, the guy's a tyrant. And so how the Canadian people put up with this guy for three terms is beyond me. And as far as I'm concerned, 10:30 today, good riddance. Don't let the door hit you in the backside on the way out.
Absolutely.
So, and you know,
Paul, any comment?
Yeah, Paul.
No, that you covered it. Totally with it. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. That's perfect.
And if you look at you know, Trump's position right now when he comes in 2 weeks, and this whole town is going to change. I told the story earlier. There was somebody at CVS, one of the workers, that said, "Hey, Trump's coming. All this is going to get cleaned up. This is a mess here in D.C. It's all going to get cleaned up." Taking a cab, people are excited. They're like, "I'm going to make money again. Trump's coming." I mean, D.C. voted for Harris, what, 92-8 or 97-3 or something. But yet everybody you talk to here that has a job or runs a business, like, can't wait for the guy to get in. So this is an amazing town to be in because of the economy here. But Trump's position on Israel, you know, Biden has kind of stood by. He's kind of stood by Netanyahu, but he's not really. And now they're talking about embargoing different things. What is to sum up in 2-3 minutes here, guys, the difference that President Trump is going to make day one to Israel?
Paul, you want to take first dibs?
Sure. I mean, jump right in. I mean, almost just hearing you say those words, like, it's bringing my blood pressure down. And I think that feels... I think most Jews, it, certainly in politics, but around this country, around this nation, feel the same way, that we know we're going to have a president, an American president again, who likes Jews, who has Jews in his family, who's going to protect Jews, who likes Israel, who's going to protect Israel, sees Israel as the number one ally that it is, sees enemies as enemies and friends as friends. And I think that just right out of the gate, you know, you'll start seeing that. I have unfortunately no insider knowledge as to what's actually going to be signed on day one, but just that, you know, just that perspective, just that mood, we can all collectively take a breath. We know that around the country, President Trump, Vice President Vance will be going after terrorists, criminals. Many of them, of course, are anti-Semites, the ones on college campuses who have, you know, the permission of our government to be here, right? They get visas to come to our college campuses, our, you know, workplaces and wherever else. And then they bash our system, our people, Jews, Israel, et cetera. And that's going to end, right? Those folks are going to be turned right around. And like you said about the Prime Minister of Canada, don't let the door hit those folks on the way out. So I think you're going to see that right out of the gate. You're just going to see a strong show of support for Israel, against Iran, against the enemies of Israel around the region. So just can't wait.
In addition to the whole thing about Israel, John, if I could, the thing about not just Israel, the Biden administration, the Department of Education Office of Civil Rights, just very quietly settled a series of civil rights complaints by Jewish students, both Rutgers and the entire University of California system, settled them without any meaningful consequences. The Biden Department of Education declared open season on Jewish students. I mean, you can do whatever you want, and the most you're going to get is be told to republish your policies. I mean, the OCR concluded, they said it was clear that both the University of California system and Rutgers were guilty of allowing anti-Semitic environments to develop on their campus and absolutely no meaningful consequences in either settlement. The settlement was, oh, we're going to have our DEI department, the anti-Semitic DEI departments, do more to include Jews. You know, we're going to have republish our policies. We're going to make the policies clear. We're going to say that we don't tolerate anti-Semitism. Meanwhile, Rutgers has an actual anti-Semitic center that is so viciously anti-Semitic that one of its supporters was disqualified by Republicans from a federal judgeship last year. He was a Biden nominee. And support for this anti-Semitic center is what scuttled his candidacy. And similarly, University of California, they actually have a center right now at UCLA where Jewish students need not apply for a job. And that's going to continue. That's going to continue because the Biden administration refused to take action against it. Imagine what a difference it's going to make when Trump and Vance are in charge. It's going to be unbelievable.
2 weeks, baby. 2 weeks. It's all coming.
2 weeks.
Change is coming. And you can – I got to tell you guys, I've been in – being here in D.C., the last 5 days, and now this is where we are during the week. Just the number of people. This is a town that voted, 95-5 for Harris, right? The number of, like, I don't know, who are these people? Everybody I talk to is pumped. And I'm not talking about Republicans, because there aren't any here. I'm talking about regular workers. They want their city back. And the number of people that have told me, hey, Trump's coming. Life's going to be better. Trump's coming. There's not going to be thieves. Trump's coming. There's going to be law and order. Trump's coming. What? Somebody said to me, Trump's coming. He's going to get rid of the rats. Like, no, Sammy the cat gets rid of the rats. We already went through this. Guys, thanks for being with us. The Executive Vice President Day here on John Frederick's Radio Network. Thanks, guys, for being with us.